in Canberra, the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And it is Sportsman Light. Matthew Cooley, after getting the jump off the start, has, well, extended his lead quite considerably now, doing a great job at the front of the field, leading by 3.8 seconds over Mitchell Gattenby, who only a few laps ago made the pass on Adam McCoy to take second position. Corey State rounds out the field here in Sportsman Light, the final for Sportsman Light, and we hope you're enjoying the racing here at Canberra. One man who is the 92 of Matthew Cooley, who comes across the line at a 31.998. Gattenby, a 32.381, and McCoy, a 32.483. Corey State, a 32.845. Here is nine laps are completed, coming down to complete the second third of this race. So Matthew Cooley, who had a second in heat number one, a DNF in heat number two, and then a big win in heat number three. McCoy, after two wins and a second place finish, finds himself now just on the podium in third, with some work to do to try and get past Mitchell Gattenby, because that gap has opened up to a half a second now between second and third. So Sportsman Light, he is in the final now, and Matthew Cooley running away with it. 4.29 seconds last time by. He stops the clock, another 32.080, so he's 0.3 of a second quicker than the rest of the competition, and that gap is a 4.624 gap now between himself and the 77 of Mitchell Gattenby. McCoy still a half a second behind Gattenby in third place. State rounding out the top four. So next time by, there'll be two laps left to run as Cooley completes lap number 12. Gattenby now, that gap has closed between himself and McCoy, as McCoy looking to do whatever he can to grab that second. It's interesting, right from the back, Canberra, and here comes McCoy around the top of the circuit. He's right on the back of the 77 and Mitchell Gattenby now. They head into the pit turn once again. Nose to tail, Gattenby gets a half a cart length. Fine. As they head through and into Revolution number 5.3 seconds is the difference between Footley and second Mitchell Gattenby, as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. And here comes McCoy again on at Gattenby. McCoy up the inside, makes the pass, doesn't allow Gattenby the crossover on the top turns, and so a new second place man as Cooley heads across the start finish line to commence his final circuit. What can Gattenby do? He's right, folding up the number plate underneath the back of the McCoy cart. McCoy and Gattenby. He sits back, Gattenby, that time as he comes up over the rise, looking to get the momentum on the run up the hill. McCoy locks the inside line, doesn't want him getting up the inside of him going into the top turns. He holds him off for the moment as Cooley comes down to take the victory. Matthew Cooley takes the win. Here's the battle for second through the pit turn now, and McCoy will hold on for second. Third place, Mitchell Gattenby, and fourth place, Corey State. Sportsman Light, heat number... Oh, sorry, the Sportsman Light final. Cooley, McCoy, Gattenby is your podium. The Sportsman Heavies are up on the circuit next. This is the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
BioZoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Low on 0418 964 BioZoom. Used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you, with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products, Call Zonte Zucolotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Frame, sponsors of the Canberra Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses requirements, check out the people who Universal Trusses. They're at 52 calls to 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Sportsman Heavy Final, Jack Turnbull starts from the pole. James Marquez starts out of position number 2. Chris Gillette starts out of 3 with Brett Staples in 4. Andrew Fife out of position number 5. And Andre Moore starts in position number 6. Hemphill and McCabe not making a start here as we're going green. And it's the outside of Marquez who gets the jump ahead of Turnbull. Staples follows him through up into second position as they all finally single file now. Morse has got one spot already, getting past Andrew Fife as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. So Turnbull leading the way. Three different winners in the first three heats of Sportsman Heavy, with Gillette winning heat number 1, Marquez winning heat number 2, and Turnbull winning heat number 3. Also interesting that there's three different second place runners so far this weekend, with Morse, a DNF causing him to start at the back of the field, but he came second in heat number 1. Turnbull was second in heat number 2, and Staples was second in heat number 3. Well, it's coming up roses now as Staples is finding his form, working his way through the field throughout the day. He sits up into second position. Turnbull, who, of course, won heat number 3, is mired back in third, and Marquez leads the way. But nothing between the first three carts. 0.4 of a second last time by, it's 0.6 of a second as they cross the stripe this time. Marquez in the 56, leading from the 4 of Staples. Turnbull's in the 22, who goes through in third position, just starting to drop off the back of the 4 cart now. Gillette in the 41, he won heat number 1, sitting back in fourth position currently, whilst Andre Morse in the 99 sits back there in fifth position. Andrew Fife is in sixth, and it is still an interesting battle at the front of the field. Marquez and Staples, they're just running in each other's wheel tracks. Staples, quick through the right-hander, gets a bit of a run up over the rise, pulls his nose out, but has to fall back in line through the dip. Now looks to the inside as they head up the back straight, but doesn't have the speed to be able to clear the pass. Staples just lost a bit of time through the top turns, and that means Turnbull's back on his back bumper. And Staples, this time, looked a bit squirrely going into the braking zone, into the pit turn. So Turnbull is going to try and pounce on him, as it looks like Staples is pushing every ounce of performance out of that number 4 cart running in second position. Marquez in the 56 is your race leader. Staples back there in second with Turnbull in third. Gillette's back in fourth, Fife in fifth, and it looks like Andre Morse has withdrawn from the running of this one after just 2 laps of the race. Leaders are on lap 4 now, and Marquez has got a 0.4 of a second lead. He'll increase that now on this lap. It'll go up to a 0.5 of a second. He is the fastest runner on the circuit with a 32.542, his best lap. Staples a 32.644, and Turnbull a 32.668. They are definitely 0.4 of a second quicker than everyone else. Although I say that, Andrew Fife is making some good time, a 32.771 back there in fifth position. But he is 2.8 seconds off the leader, who comes across the start-finish line now. James Marquez pulling away from Brett Staples at the front of the field. Staples, 0.671 behind Marquez, your race leader, and he has a 0.308 second advantage over Jack Turnbull. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, it is still Marquez Staples and Turnbull, your top three. Gillette trying to close up the gap. He's 1.8 seconds off the leaders. In fact, he's 1 second now, almost 2 seconds off the lead as they click off the seventh lap of the race. 8 laps remaining here in the final of Sportsman Heavy. Marquez leading the way. Staples and Turnbull having a good battle. Jack Turnbull in that Ruiz construction entry, really putting the pressure on the unsponsored kart number 4 of Brett Staples. They head down into the pit turn once again. Across the line, it's James Marquez, Staples, Turnbull, Gillette, Fife is the running order. Out of this race, Andre Morse, and unable to start, the 51 of Hemphill and the 6 of John McCabe. A 32.756, still good lap times being produced by James Marquez at the front of the field. His best to 32.5, but Marquez with almost a second lead over Staples now. Staples with a fair bit of work to do, but he's got some breathing room of about 3 kart lengths as they come across the line over Jack Turnbull in third position. Turnbull just running the ripple strip through the right-hander of the S's, and that's upsetting the kart. It starts to get a bounce up, and once you've got that bounce and slide going, you're losing track position to anyone that you're trying to chase. So Staples maintains his second position. Gillette still a further 1.2 seconds behind Jack Turnbull. So no one really battling for position as this race winds on. 10 laps down, 5 laps to go. 2/3 of the race now completed, and it is James Marquez well out in front. Marquez controlling this race quite nicely. He won heat number 2, as I mentioned, and has just a day where he's built up a 5th position in heat number 3. Saw him then starting on the outside of the front row, and has now made every post a winner. Turnbull, who started off the pole, would be kicking himself. Just bogged down off the start and found himself back there in third as 4th place qualifier in Brett Staples was able to round him up going into turn number 1. So the positions have remained pretty much that way since the opening of the race. With 3 laps now left to travel, lap 12 about to go into the book, and it does look like Turnbull is closing in on Staples again. The gap, 0.5 kart length across the line. So can Turnbull make a move before the end of this race? It'll be interesting to see. Staples this time runs the right-hand ripple strip in the S as he looks over his shoulder as he comes up over the rise to try and see if that's going to allow a charge from Jack Turnbull in the 22 kart running in 3rd position. The 56 of Marquez is out in front by over 1.1 seconds now. So the battle has come back to the fight for second. The podium positions here in the final of the Sportsman 125 Heavy. And it is Staples in second, holding off Jack Turnbull now as they come up over the rise. Still a cart and a half length in favour of Staples, but Turnbull has got some mojo up the back straight now, and he closes that gap down into the top turns. It's less than 0.5 kart length as they work their way back down the pit straight and into the pit turn for the penultimate time. Last lap board is out as Marquez comes across the line. Staples holding on for the moment with Turnbull looking to set him up as they head into the pit, into the turn number 1. Through the S's now, both very smooth in 2nd and 3rd. Marquez is well out of the way. He's looking like he's going to cruise through to victory. Staples still holding off Turnbull. Turnbull closes in around the top of the circuit, but he just not close enough to be able to make a pass. As Marquez heads down towards the checkered flag, James Marquez in car 56 takes the victory. Staples holds on for second, and Jack Turnbull will come home in 3rd place. Chris Gillette in 4th, and Andrew Fife rounds out the field in 5th position. Great racing there from the Sportsman Heavy. We keep the Rotaxes coming with the Junior Max up onto the circuit next. This is the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, iron bark, red and yellow all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Score 0408-694-464. That's Yes Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48, whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed. Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, McCall on 0417-299-175. That's 0417-299-175. The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with pub machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Getting set now for the Junior Max. Alex Nicholson will start from the pole. He's had three dominant wins so far in racing today. Chris Cooper will start out of position number two. And Corey Donnelly starts out of position number three. In good formation now. And away in racing, Nicholson. Now Donnelly's going up the inside with Nicholson and jumps into second place ahead of Cooper. Donnelly, who finished second in heat number three after having a DNF because his transponder wasn't on the cart in heat number one, and a third place finish in heat, came up with a good second place finish in heat number three and now has got the jump on Cooper and sits in second position. Nicholson very quick over the journey and now leads already by half a second over Corey Donnelly. Chris Cooper back there in third place. So as they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight, it's Nicholson in the MEPG Proprietary Limited cart leading the way from the North Shore Karting Club entry of Corey Donnelly. North Shore Karting Club based out there at Lithgow, and the Above and Beyond Wardrobes cart sitting in second place currently, just 0.6 of a second behind Nicholson. Cooper is 1.8 seconds off the front of Nicholson's cart. So interesting to see how Donnelly now can set himself up with the experience of the three previous heats and get himself into perhaps a position to even try and challenge Alex Nicholson in that third heat. The gap between Nicholson and Corey Donnelly was 3.8 seconds at the end of the run. So now Nicholson leads by 0.8 of a second over Donnelly as Cooper is now 2.5 seconds behind your leader. We might take the opportunity to find out what's happening up there in the Pro Tour at Gympie as some more of the finals should now have been completed as Nicholson leads the way from Donnelly and then it's back to Cooper in third place. Seven laps remaining for Alex Nicholson, who leads the way here in the final of Junior Max. Be interesting to see the time Nicholson can set here, because already the lights and heavies have had two very good races, very consistent lap times. In fact, the heavies over the 15-lap journey were only 9 seconds slower than the Sportsman Lights. So, the juniors, who have got this restricted Rotax engine, still can put out a very competitive lap time in those carts as Nicholson heads across the line. It's a 1.7 second over Corey Donnelly. A 7 second lap last lap. His best a 32.362. So nothing wrong with that lap speed being shown by the juniors here. Of course, the junior Max, they have a 100-kilo cart. When it comes to junior Max, they have a 100-kilo cart, minimum weight 145 kilos. So that means the driver, if the driver wants to be as close to that 45-kilo mark as he possibly can be. Alex Nicholson starting to really pull away at the front of the field now. He's over 2 seconds, that gap extending now to 2.4 seconds, in fact, over Corey Donnelly. As we mentioned, Pro Tour action up there. Eddie in Gympie, a driver who place in the DD2 Masters. As final is about to begin up there in Gympie, so that should kind of bring them up now. Nick to Cooper. 2.8 as Nicholson kicks off 8.8. So up a hundredth of a point off the his best for the race so far. Last lap about to start by Nicholson. Looking at the Rotax light, final up there at Gympie, and I've got results coming through, but Tyler Greenbury wins in a dominant Rotax light final from Chris Hayes, Daniel Roachford, Joey Mawson, James Mackham, Brad Jenner, Dave Whitmore, George Smith, Pierce Lehane, and Adam Lindstrom. So is the checker flag ready here for the J-Max final? Alex Nicholson takes a great victory. Nicholson with the win. Second place goes to Corey Donnelly. And third place will go to Chris Cooper. So recapping the Rotax light final in Gympie, it was Greenbury from Hayes, Roachford, Mawson, Macken, Jenner, Whitmore, Smith, Lehane, and Lindstrom. J-Max final up there in Gympie about to begin, and we'll bring you those results as soon as they come to hand. Here in Canberra, Junior National Light about to head out onto the circuit.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 62288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays with Lo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Call Zonte Zuclotto 0418 964 378. Bio Racing Club.
Racing underway here in Junior National Light, and Zane Morse has got off to a flyer. He leads the way ahead of Josh Fife, Cody Boulding, Macaulay Allen, Josh Hemphill, Jamie Luff, Jacob Fripp, Jamie Lee Scorgi, Lachlan Chancellor. Then it's back to Stuart Wiengand as he rounds out the field. All 10 carts still out there running after we've had, an interesting set of qualifying races. But Zane Morse, he's been able to win all three of them and now is out to a half a second lead over Josh Fife in the Sable Karting excerpt card. It's Morse leading the way now. Cody Boulding starting to put some pressure on the back of the 70 card of Josh Fife. Boulding, who had a second, fourth and fifth throughout the heat races, now up into third place and is really starting to put the pressure on the 70 card of Josh Fife. The 99 of Zane Morse continues to lead as they head into the pit turn, through the pit turn now, and Fife just holding on to the back bumper. In fact, Fife has really closed up that lap. He grabbed 0.3 seconds on Zane Morse in that last lap, and he's brought Cody Boulding with him. Now less than a half a second between first and third, a gap back then to Macaulay Allen, then it's Josh Hemphill, Jamie Luff. Jamie Lee Scorgi has made the move on Jacob Fripp, who was involved in a pretty big accident in the first heat which caused him to miss the second heat of racing. Lachlan Chancellor and Wiengang has been relegated back into 10th position. So this time Morse puts the hammer down, opens that gap back up to half a second as he goes a 36.122 around this Canberra circuit. Josh Fife back there, his best lap a 36.029. So in fact, Fife, the fastest man on the circuit in this race so far. Cody Boulding with a 36.041 makes him the second fastest man, as there's a great battle between Jamie Lee Scorgi and Jamie Luff going on up the top of the circuit. And it looks like Scorgi might have won out on that battle. Sideways into the pit turn was the 75 of Jacob Fripp, who's just been passed now by Lachlan Chancellor. So at the front of the field, Zane Morse leading the way. Josh Fife back in second. Boulding is third. Then it's Macaulay Allen, who's having a battle with Josh Hemphill. Hemphill looking to try and get onto that back bumper of Allen once again. Luff and Scorgi still battling it out back there for sixth position. Scorgi just can't quite find a way through at the moment. Into the back of Luff that time as she goes down into the start-finish straight. She makes the pass, doesn't allow the crossover move by Luff, and Scorgi grabs another spot. She's up to sixth position after coming from well down in the field. She had a spin in heat number two, and then the exhaust pipe came off the card in heat number three, which saw her cop a meatball flag penalty, and that has meant she has had to work from deep in the field. Now, it is still Zane Morse with four laps left to run, leading the way, but Josh Fyfe has closed that gap up, less than 0.1 of a second. In fact, on the racetrack, it's less than a cart length now. So Zane Morse normally controls these races well, but Josh Fyfe is looking for a late race pass to take the win. There'll be three laps left to go. The Above All Roof CC Racing card of Zane Morse leading the way from Josh Fyfe, Cody Boulding. Hemphill finally makes the pass on Macaulay Allen now as Scorgie looks to try and bridge that gap, but it is still quite a gap she's got to try and find to get to the next spot. 4.5 seconds with only 2.5 laps remaining in the race. Zane Morse holding on to the lead. Goes for the carburetors, looking to change the tune on the engine to give himself a little bit more of a performance boost as he heads down the pit straight once again. He had a 0.295 advantage last time across the stripe. This time across the stripe, the gap is 0.272. So Fyfe really keeping up the pace. Last lap, Fyfe, 36.178. Morse, the race leader, 36.201. Morse, very quick up the back straight, though, gets to maintain his advantage as they come around the top turns and onto the pit straight once again. It's Morse leading the way from Fyfe as they come to the white flag, or the last lap board, in fact. And it's Morse leading by 0.2 of a second. But again, it was Fyfe fastest on that last lap. A 36.141 to a 36.194. Morse holding on at the front of the field. What has Fyfe got up his sleeve as they head up the back straight for the final time? Fyfe closes in, down nose to tail through the top turns this time. Onto the back straight once again. Morse holds his line. Fyfe just couldn't quite bridge the gap enough as they come through the pit turn. It's Morse who takes the victory from Josh Fyfe by 0.296 of a second. Boulding back there in third. Hemphill in fourth. Allen in fifth. Scorgie holds off Luff for six. Then it's Chancellor, Fripp and Wingarn rounding out the running. So great racing there in the Junior National Lights. It's Zane Morse who sweeps the day. In four great wins, winning the final by just 0.296 of a second. Great racing there. Morse, Fyfe, Boulding is your podium here in the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Up next, it's Sportsman Super Heavies.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Racing Club. That you might Brook Street in whether a locker drain or a complete system installed. Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, on Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0419-4199-175.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 5th Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for Sportsman Super Heavy. And it'll be an interesting race. Unfortunately for Jason Bors, he had to withdraw from the event after heat number one. Greg Williams, with two wins and a second place, starts on the pole. Brad Fisher, who's been very consistent, 2 seconds and a third, starts out at position number two. Eddie Ruiz, of course, the senior karting, Canberra Kart Racing Club champion, comes out of position number three. Peter Crow comes out of position number four. Coming up to the line, it's a good start this time, very even. Fisher might have the advantage, but Williams keeps fighting up the inside, and Ruiz is going to go through the hole that Williams made. Now, oh, they touch! Straighten up again, Fisher comes up, oh, they straighten each other up, but then Fisher just didn't have the momentum as they went through the right-hander. Peter Crow just sitting back there going, well, no need to run into the back of you boys whilst you've got the shenanigans happening. And it is going to be a big lead now for Greg Williams. Eddie Ruiz is going to have to do some work here to close up that gap. Williams, of course, has been very, very quick right throughout this weekend. He's got a 2.1 second advantage at the end of lap number one. Ruiz sits back there in second position now, with Fisher in third, Crow in fourth. As I mentioned before, it was Williams who won heats one and two. Ruiz DNF'd in heat one, a third in heat two, and then a win in heat three. Fisher, 2 seconds and then a third. Crow, a third and 2/4 in racing today. So Sportsman Super Heavy working their way through Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Eddie Ruiz has got about a half a second gap on Brad Fisher in that 76 car, but the 11 of Greg Williams is the one that is dominating out in front. It'll be hard to see if anyone can close in. So it'll be hard to see if anyone can close in on Williams, considering Williams is, well, 2 seconds out and only 0.3 of a second slower than Ruiz on that last lap. Now, heading back to Gympie, we'll try and give you some results from the Junior Rotax Max as this race continues on. Fisher still back there in third position in the 76 cart, as Williams kicks the clock three. Junior Pro Tour event is Gee, Burton Harris and Randall. Looks like Cam Hill went off at turn number two and bent the front nose cone, so he was out of the race, but it's still going to be an interesting battle in the Pro Tour final for the juniors. Out on the track here in Canberra, it's the Super Heavies, and it is Greg Williams who maintains his lead, although it is a diminishing lead that he holds. It was 2.1 seconds two laps ago. The speed of Eddie Ruiz just eating into that lead each and every lap. It's down to 1.7 seconds now with 8.5 laps. In fact, check that, 9.5 laps left to run here in the final of Rotax Super Heavy. So Greg Williams starting to throw that cart around a little bit. You can hear the tyres squealing as he went into the pit turn that last time by. And he is really trying to eke out every ounce of performance. That time, Williams, a 33.585 to Eddie Ruiz, a 33.522. So Ruiz up the back straight. He's dropped off Brad Fisher. Fisher now 0.6 of a second behind, although he's lapping at still very respectable lap times, a 33.626 his last lap, and a 33.378 his best. But now it really is a question of, can Williams maintain the gap? He lost another 0.2 seconds to Eddie Ruiz on that last lap. With half race distance now completed, Williams and Ruiz have got an interesting battle on their hands. Seven laps and just over 1.4 seconds to try and make up again across the line, and Williams now just holds Ruiz at bay, holding that gap slightly. Fisher and Crow rounding out the running order. The Super Heavies here in round three of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Junior National Heavies up next, with the Cadets to follow them. Then it's Open Performance, Clubman Light, Rookies and Restricted Sportsmen, all still to come. Finals action here at Canberra. Greg Williams, 9 laps completed, and the gap between himself and Eddie Ruiz is down to 1.184 of a second. So Ruiz taking 0.3 of a second off Williams on that last lap. 6 laps to go, and it could be a very close finish if Ruiz can keep that sort of speed. Williams into the pit turn, not throwing it around quite as much as a few laps ago. Ruiz trying to keep it as straight as possible. He'll be looking at his lap times on the dash, but more importantly, he'll be looking at that 15 number plate getting bigger and bigger in his view in front of him. And it should be very interesting to see if Ruiz, who's now got the gap down to under a second, his last lap, his fastest of the race, a 33.183 to Williams, his fastest, a 33.456. Cross the line again, and the gap diminishes further. It's 0.7 of a second now, with just 3.5 laps left to travel. So Williams has going to have a last lap where he'll hold his breath and hope that Ruiz doesn't have momentum to make a move on him anywhere on the circuit. And it is Williams who responds with his best lap of the race, a 33.442, still slower than Ruiz. Ruiz now across the line, that gap down to half a second. They can hear each other's engines now. Williams looks over his shoulder. He knows it's coming. It's Williams in the 15, leading the way from Ruiz in the 26. Fisher's back there in the 76 in third, and Crow is the 45 in fourth position. The gap down with 2 laps left to travel. It's a cart length, probably 2 cart lengths this time, across the start-finish line. And Williams leading over Ruiz by 0.287 of a second. Ruiz 0.2 of a second faster on that last lap. Williams looking over his shoulder again. He knows that Ruiz is coming for him. Ruiz and Williams nose to tail. These two guys are great mates off the circuit, but they are fierce competitors on it. And as they come to the final lap of the race, can Williams in the 15 card hold off the 26 of Eddie Ruiz? Across the line still, it's 0.2 of a second. As they head into the pit turn, Ruiz tried to tighten up that turn just to get Williams worried. Through the S's, it's all very even. Williams perhaps pulling off about a cart length up over the rise, but then Ruiz, with the power up the back straight, closes it down. As they head into the top turns for the final time, it's a cart length of difference as they come off the top turn. It's Williams and Ruiz, nose to tail, but Williams has got enough of a buffer. He comes across the finish line to take the victory. He finishes 0.299 of a second ahead of Eddie Ruiz. Brad Fisher comes home on the podium in third, and Peter Crow rounds out the racing today for the Super Heavies in fourth position. A great battle there between Williams and Ruiz. In the end, it was Williams who holds on to take the victory. Quickly go across to Gympie, picked up ahead of the Junior National Heavies, coming out onto the circuit, and it looks like the top five were remaining the same there, as it was Randall, Burton, Harris, Gee, Carly and Madron. And we'll just see if that can update for us. No Canberrans that I can see up in that top five though, so we'll wait to see how the DD2 final pans out a little bit later in the afternoon. Junior National Heavy is out on the circuit now. I'd like to thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club throughout season 2012.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Solutions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Chris Cooper, who had the pole off the start, hasn't got the lead at the end of lap number one. It's Tori Amos in the nine kart that leads the way from Cooper in the 94. Then it's Duncan Lund in the 27. Behind him, the 91 of Jack McCoy, Jacob Armstrong, Kieran Farley and Brock Harris. And interestingly enough, the 27 of Brody Duncan Lund is about to receive the black and white diagonals. Now, that might be Brody Duncan Lund there. No, in fact, it's not. He doesn't wear the blue overalls. He wears the right and green ones. So it's still the 9 of Tori Amos leading the way from the 94 of Cooper. Then it's back to the 27 of Brody Duncan Lund. Now, Brody Duncan Lund in heat number one copped a 10-second penalty for jumping the start. And Duncan Lund could be in trouble again in this heat, in this final, for a similar penalty, as the black and white diagonal flag went out with the 27 number on the board. So currently he runs in third. But we'll see what the officials decide, as Tori Amos is now getting to find out what the pressure of Chris Cooper can make. Nose to tail around the top of the circuit now. And away, nose to tail around the top of the circuit now. And we're having a good run here. Chris Cooper today. Cooper having a good run here. Chris Cooper today. Two wins in heat number two and three, and a fourth place in heat number one. Amos today has had 2 seconds and a third. Amos will be keen to keep this position now on the top step of the podium, as she has 7.5 laps left. But here comes Cooper up the inside along the back straight. Not close enough to make the move as they go through the kink and around the top turns. So Amos in the 9, continuing to lead here as Cooper thought about a move going into the pit turn, but fell back in line, realised wasn't close enough to make a lunge. Amos, Cooper, then it's Duncan Lund. Duncan Lund is now 1.9 seconds ahead of Kieran Farley. Then it's Jacob Armstrong, Brock Harris, and Jack McCoy has withdrawn from the race, having into the top turn on lap number one. That's frustrating for McCoy, who had a third, a DNF, and a second today. So, as the leader heads down the pit straight. Now, interesting, a tyre mark I haven't noticed on the side of the nine has appeared just as she went past me. So Cooper is really putting the pressure on now, and it'd be interesting to see if that tyre mark was from the 94 of Chris Cooper on that last lap. As Amos up into the top turns again. Cooper looking to try and get an inside run off the top turns. He makes the pass. A great move coming off the top turns, and Chris Cooper now is out in front. Chris Cooper leads the way from Tori Amos now. What can Amos do? She looks up the inside, going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Very quick through the S's normally, Amos, but lost a bit of ground that time on Cooper. And Cooper gets about a two-card length advantage going up over the rise and onto the back straight. So Cooper opening up a handy buffer as they go around the top of the circuit, maintaining about a two-card length gap, heading down the pit straight and into the pit turn. It is the 94, the Monaco card of sit back there in second position. Brody Duncan Lunchell third, but hanging over his Farley. Jack McCoy off the circuit on number as right his advantage now. It is good battle further back now between the 61. They've been mixing it up for the last few laps. Keep that pressure up. Brock Harris in the 29 as well. So unfortunately for Harris's first member, visit to Canberra, the Wollongong Kart Club member with the Shoalhaven Kart sponsorship. With the Shoalhaven Kart sponsorship, has failed to finish this final. But it's Cooper still leading by 0.7 of a second over Amos. Duncan Lunn sits in third. Kieran Farley, Jacob Armstrong back there still battling it out as the leaders head around the top turn for the penultimate time. Chris Cooper, Tori Amos, Brody Duncan Lung, Kieran Farley, and Jacob Armstrong. Cooper receives the last lap board first. Has extended his lead once again to 1.158 of a second. Farley and Armstrong. Now, potentially, if a time penalty was to go on to Brody Duncan Lund, Farley and Armstrong are battling for the final spot on the podium, because they are definitely less than 10 seconds behind Brody Duncan Lund. So that will be a very interesting decision that could play out here. Diving up the inside is Jacob Armstrong as Chris Cooper comes down to take the checkered flag, and Cooper wins the final. Amos home in second position. Third place is Brody Duncan Lund across the line. Then it's back to Farley as Armstrong spins coming out of the pit turn on the final lap and will eventually keep the kart running to limp across the line in fifth place. Great racing there by the Junior Nationals here in heat in the final. Up next, the Cadets.
Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
at 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
To the circuit now. Just recapping, Cooper Amos in. Now getting set. Bolt for start from the pole, Josh Haynes. Starts the outside of the front row. Second row is Finley Allen. Chancellor and the 75 of Rowan. And Mia Bolton, the P player. Not start. So we look forward to seeing how she progresses in this. Look forward to seeing how. How she progresses in this heat. To seeing how she progresses in this heat. Progresses in heat. They're in good formation. We could get a very quick start here. As we get set. Boulding on the inside, Haynes on the outside. Away and racing, and it's Haynes on the outside that makes the best of the start. Finley Allen trying to go with him, but it's Boulding who falls into second position. Allen is next cut through. Ward slots into fourth currently. As Fripp's back there, Chancellor, then it's back to Valenzuela. Bowditch is the next cut through with Bolton rounding out the field. As they head up the back straight for the first time. Good run here by Josh Haynes, but Boulding now starting to close in, although Finley Allen is going to make a bit of a pest of himself as he try to race up into the top three positions. Haynes, Boulding, then it's Allen, Ward's the next cart through, Chancellor, followed quick early on, just mired in traffic at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see what she can do once she gets this pick at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see what she gets herself from the pack. As their way around the top of the circuit once again. As they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Josh Haynes and Jaden Boulding are your front two. Boulding looking to the inside of Haynes, but Haynes not letting him take that position. Boulding now has got Finley Allen, Cameron Ward just getting very wide through into the first part of the S's. That put him offline to the right-hander and cost him a fair bit of time. The first heats. At the results so far, Jaden Boulding won the first two heats. Second in the third heat to Josh Haynes. Haynes had a second, a seventh, and then a win. So there's been some good sixth tone by both our front two. Finley Allen, a sixth, a second, and a fourth. As Boulding looks up the inside, the two at the front touch. Allen goes and spins through, diving through the dirt, just managing to find a way through two spinning carts in front of him is Cameron Ward, and Ward is now the leader of the race. as they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight. Boulding has recovered well to come back into second position. But Cameron Ward was Johnny on the spot, just managed to pick his way through the traffic by jumping up onto the ripple strip and into the dirt. And what a great piece of driving by Cameron Ward. Ward across the line. Boulding. Well, it'll be interesting to see what the stewards think of that move by Boulding on Josh Hayes, who's now dropped back down to fifth position. Taylor Chancellor is up into third. Then it's Finlay Allen. In fact, Hayes is back into sixth position now because Rowan Fripp in the 75 card is right in front of him as he tries to make the move on Fripp now. So Hayes makes the move on Fripp to get himself. Cameron Ward continues to lead. Ward. Boulding is closing in. 16 card. Jaden Boulding. Ward runs wide into the S's once again. So that gives Boulding even more momentum to go up the back straight, and you'd expect Boulding to be starting to make a move on Cameron Ward as they head up the back straight this time. He looked to the inside but didn't have the track position to make the move. So Boulding keeping the pressure on now as Ward just withstanding the pressure for the moment. But here comes Boulding again to the inside, not close enough to make the pass. Ward needs to slow down going into the S's though, because he runs wide and then it kills all his momentum coming off the S's and up over the rise, which is really costing him quite a bit of ground. As they work their way up the back straight now, Taylor Chancellor being passed by Josh Haynes, who's fighting his way back up through the field. So Haynes now back onto the podium, but certainly not the step he was hoping to be on a few laps ago. Ward down the main straight once again. Boulding looking to the inside. Now the back marker of Bolton could be a problem for Cameron Ward. He's not normally been the leader. He's going to be the first one to catch up onto Bolton in that P23 cart. So Bolton now along the back straight. Ward, what will he do? He has to make a decision quickly. He went to the outside. Makes a move on the outside. On the inside, Boulding makes the move and will take the lead. So the back marker did play a factor in that move there. Ward took his time, went round the outside. Boulding jumped at the chance to see the inside of the track open up. And now, again, it's Haynes up ahead of Chancellor, who's got Finlay Allen right back in front of him. So it's Allen, then it's Haynes, then it's Chancellor. The 23P is Bolton one lap down. Back then to Fripp. Further back then, a good battle going on between Valenzuela and Bowditch. Lily Bowditch had a DNF in heat number 3 after a 4th and 5th place finish. Showing some great speed today was Lily Bowditch in that 46 cart. Cross the line. And leader, Jaden Boulding, in the 16 cart. Back then, to the 55 of Cameron Ward. Then it's Finlay Allen. Further back to Haynes, who is working his way up over the rise. Oh, Rios Valenzuela has slowed noticeably on the circuit. I think he's thrown a chain. Yes, he has. So Valenzuela will eventually have to pull off the circuit. As I don't think he's realised he's thrown a chain yet, and now he's rolling further and further away for his crew to come and collect his cart. So Valenzuela safely off the circuit now, as Boulding comes through with two laps left to run. Ward still holds second, but Finlay Allen is closing in on him. Then it's back to Haynes. Can Haynes get himself back on the podium? He took a lot of ripple strip through the right hander that time. That's going to cost him some ground. Chancellor's the next car through, then it's Fripp as they get set to start the final lap of the race. The race leader heads down to start the final lap as Boulding across the start finish line. Here comes Ward. Then it's Allen in third place, right on the back bumper of Ward as they start this final lap. Ward again wide, but Finlay Allen followed him through, and that cost him a little bit of momentum as Ward and Allen head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Allen has had some good speed right throughout the day. Can he capitalise on it, make a pass at the top of the circuit? At this stage, they're nose to tail. Ward looking to come off the top turns low. It is Allen keeping the check ready. Jaden Boulding will take the victory. Second place, Cameron Ward hangs on. Third place will be Finlay Allen. Fourth place goes to Josh Haynes, who fought back tremendously after that incident early in the race. Taylor Chancellor, Rowan Fripp. Then it was Lily Bowditch, Mia Bolton, rounding out the runners, and Rios Valenzuela, of course, throwing that chain a few laps from the end. Open Performance is up next here in the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Just heading back up to Gympie, and Thomas Randall has taken out an action-packed J-Max final from Joseph Burton Harris, Mitchell Gee, Andrew Carl, and Mitchell Madron. The DD2 final underway a few moments ago, and we'll see if we can get you some results of that D4 in just a few moments. But here's some more messages from your great sponsors. Don't forget to support the people who support karting in the local area, like, of course, these next sponsors.
Quality cleaning products. Call Sunday to Blow on 0418 964 378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet rollers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and... If you've got a problem with the surface cleaner, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. The surface cleaners, tile cleaners, and even an eco lens. BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom. Proud sponsor of the Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694. Yass Firewood Supply is and proud
for that to start. For that to start. Might try and see if we've got an update from the Pro Tour. As the Pro Tour up in Gympie, a number of Canberra drivers been competing there. So far, the only result we've got through is Tony Prendergast finishing third in the DD2 Masters Final. Hopefully, we'll have the results shortly for the actual DD2 Final, which I think was going to be the last race of the day. Yep, it does indeed. Jason Pringle wins the DD2 final from Lucas Wall, Kyle Ensby, Troy Woolston and Damien Ward. So that was the final race from up there in Gympie, and we're looking forward to the Pro Tour heading back down to Canberra once again this year. So congratulations to Tony Prendergast, who's had a very, very good day up there. Considering he had some dramas in the heat races, he's now come out and had a Australia in the World Finals previously, and obviously granting some more great points to try and achieve that again here. All great points to try and achieve that again here. Also should take the opportunity to say welcome to Matthew Hart, who's been out here helping a number of competitors this weekend. And congratulations, Matthew scored his first Australian Formula Ford Championship race win last weekend at the Australian Grand Prix weekend. Currently, after the first round of the championship, sits in second place behind Jack LeBrock. So great him up there. He's still out here supporting, and also great to see him up the championship, and we can keep following him right through the chip. Set to be a very interesting one. And had some terminal issues. Is the final open performance? Final. So it will be Hugh Harris in the 65 cart. Paul Breed will start out of position number 2, Mark 5 cart. Dale Breed will start out of position number 2, Mark 5 cart. Dale Breed will start out of position number 2, Mark Townsend out of position number 3. And as I mentioned, Jake Lambie, unfortunately, not out of the pit lane. So we'll have a three-cart final for open performance. Away in racing, and it's Harris who gets the jump. Up the inside of Breed is Townsend, up immediately into second position now. So they work their way through the pit turn once again, through the S's once again. And it is a good start for Harris, who gets himself a handy buffer over Townsend here in the opening laps of the race. It is Harris in the 65 cart leading the way from Townsend, then back to Breed in third place. Of course, Dale Breed had a win in heat number 2. This is his first meeting back here at Canberra for probably 10 years. And he is working his way back into the karting, but the kart has not been handling the best you've ever seen throughout the day. It's been bucking like a bronco under brakes at different stages of the race, and then hiking wheels, because that time it was hiking a wheel because he ran the ripple strip, but it's been hiking wheels just turning into the turns, and he's been manhandling it around the circuit right throughout the day. But Matthew Harris in the 65 cart setting some good times, a 31.593, his best lap of the race. A 31.466 for Mark Townsend makes him the fastest man on the circuit, and a 31.604 for Dale Breed, who's now 0.6 of a second behind the race leader, 0.9 of a second behind the race leader, 0.6 of a second behind Mark Townsend in second place. So as Townsend sets up for a move on Harris now as they head round the top of the circuit, Harris and Townsend had an altercation in heat number 2, which saw Townsend not finish the race. He stopped at the top of the circuit. So obviously they need to run hard, but they want to both run clean, as Breed is far enough back he would be able to miss the melee, you would expect, as they work through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Race leader is still Matthew Harris. No, it's Mark Townsend. He made a move going into the top turn that time. And so Townsend in the 33. In fact, a real trouble here for Matthew Harris, who pulls off the circuit. So Harris withdraws, and that allows Townsend now a clean run at the front. Dale Breed is in the second place, and he is 0.7 of a second behind Mark Townsend. So let's see what Breed can do now as he works his way up through the top turn. He got sideways going through the kink that time as Townsend and Breed running across the line. The gap looks like it has opened up a little bit further. In fact, it has 0.1 of a second, the difference that time through. Townsend, a 31.518. Breed, a 31.649. That's 0.3 of a second. Both of them are off their best laps of the race, which were on lap number 3. So Townsend now just working his way, building up his lead at the front of the field. Of course, don't forget, former Canberra Kart Racing Club member Mark Webber doing battle tonight, qualified ahead of his teammate Sebastian Vettel in Malaysia, and it will be the two McLarens on the front row with Michael Schumacher starting out of position number 3 with Webber out of 4. So it'll be an interesting race. Probably gets underway about 7 o'clock tonight, I think. I haven't checked the local guides for the time on 1HD, but Malaysia only a few hours behind us here in Australia, so should be a very interesting race in a very favourable time zone for us for a change. And hopefully Mark can have a good solid run like we saw at Melbourne just a week ago. Townsend leading Dale Breed now by 1.029 of a second. The 13 cart, click across the line, another 31.5 second lap. Breed faster that time, a 31.5 even to a 31.56. So Breed brings the gap down to within a second now as he has 5.5 laps remaining in this race. Townsend out in front on lap number 10. So Townsend doing a good job. Real drama there for Matthew Harris, who had to withdraw after 4 laps. Jake Lambie, the S&P security cart, not even making it out for a start here in open performance, as they had a problem back in pit lane with his cart. And Lambie, after he won heat 1, had a 3rd and a 4th, so his cart was just slowing down right throughout the day, after he had a fairly convincing win in heat number 1 off the pole and driving away. So Mark Townsend across the line now with 4 laps left to run, and Townsend leads by 1.3 seconds now, a 31.4 second lap to a 31.7 second lap. And Townsend doing a good job out the front of the field. So as the open performance race winds down now with 3 laps left to run, we still have Clubman Light, the Rookies and Restricted Sportsmen all still to run here for their finals. And it's great to see such good numbers here, particularly in Restricted Sportsmen. Still a lot of P-platers in that class, supporting a goodly number of full licence holders there. And should be a great race to end the day on. It's 1.1 seconds the gap between Mark Townsend in the 13 card and the 31 of Dale Breed. So they come down with 2 laps left to run now. Across the line, it's 1.3 seconds, Townsend and Breed. As Townsend just driving very steadily, clicking off quite consistent laps in that 31.4, 31.5 bracket. Breed doing the same, but he's running him in about 31.5, 31.6 seconds. And as the leader heads down the pit straight for the penultimate time, it will be Mark Townsend who heads across the line to start his final lap. Townsend, Breed, just backing that cart into the Revolution Race Gear pit turn. And as he's doing that, the cart's hiking up, and that's getting himself unstable. As soon as that cart starts bouncing, you just can't get the cart to drive as quickly and as smoothly as you need when it's hiking and bumping, because it's just not there with the setup. And Mark Townsend does it comfortably in the end, takes the victory. Dale Breed comes home in second. As we mentioned, Matthew Harris pulled off after lap four, and Jake Lambie unable to make a start. So off to Clubman Light next here in the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Clubman Light up next.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So Clubman Light about to come out onto the circuit now. The Clubman Light final. It's been Mitchell Crook who's dominated this class in the 74 kart with three wins from three starts. Mitchell Gattenby with three second place finishes. Karen Morse has had a fourth and two thirds. Kelly Simpson a third and two DNFs. And Trevor Simpson a fifth and 2 4th. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. Just the five cards out there for the Clubman Light final. Rookies are up next with Restricted Sportsman to close off the day's racing here. Clubman Light lining up now. We'll take them a lap or so before they get started. They're quite strung around the race circuit. 15 laps the distance. As the leaders just starting to pull up now to get themselves into formation. Rookies up next. Restricted Sportsman will close out the day's racing here in the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We'd like to thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, including Universal Trusses, Ruse Construction, Grand Prix Karting, Yass Firewood Supplies, Neoplex, and of course the Austrian, Hungarian and Australian Club. BioZoom and the stable in good formation. Away and racing. Even start there. Gattenby looks like he gets the jump from the outside of the front row. Falling in behind him is Croak. Then it's back to the 88 of Trevor Simpson, Karen Morse, and then Kelly Simpson rounds out the running order as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight for the first time. So pressure being applied now to Gattenby's back bumper by the 74 of Mitchell Crook. They work down the pit straight. Gattenby in the 77 leading the way across the start finish line for the first time. Now this is the first time today these guys have had a clean racing track to run with. They've normally been running at the back of the open performance. So we'll see if that changes the way they drive the circuit at all. They won't have to worry about being lapped as Crook looks to the inside of Gattenby and makes the pass quite easily in the end. Oh, three wide further back. And Kelly Simpson, I think, has made the pass on Trevor Simpson, but she did it from behind Karen Morse. So Morse pushing it. No, Trevor Simpson holds on. So they were three wide up the back straight. Simpson looks over his shoulder. That's Trevor. Looks over his shoulder to find out where Karen Morse is in that 98 cart. Morse just tight through that right-hander. That might cost her a bit of momentum here going through the dip and up onto the back straight. Crook, Gattenby, Trevor Simpson, Karen Morse, Kelly Simpson, the order, and no change that time as they head around the top of the circuit. But Kelly Simpson looking very racy in this final after two DNFs in heats 2 and 3. Crook not getting away from Gattenby too much. It's a 0.318 of a second gap as Morse holds it tight going into the Revolution Race Gear turn number one. This time Morse gets a better run. Coming off the S's, Morse dives up the inside of Simpson, but Simpson holds his line. Now we're three wide along the back straight. It's Morse up the inside of Trevor Simpson. Kelly Simpson looking to go to the inside of Morse. No one can change spot, but some great racing further back is across the line. Crook is being attacked by Gattenby in the 77 as well. Trevor Simpson blocking the inside, but Morse just sticks it up the inside. She makes the pass. Kelly Simpson goes to the inside of Trevor Simpson, but can't complete it. So Karen Morse opened up a gap. This time Kelly Simpson's around the outside, gets run off the road. Around the top of the circuit, the battle between Crook and Gattenby is continuing on quite strongly as well. Some great racing here. 5 laps down, 10 laps to go, as Gattenby just about 0.1 of a second behind the race leader in Mitchell Crook. Then it's back to Morse, Trevor Simpson. Kelly Simpson lost a bit of ground on that last lap trying to make the move up the inside of Trevor Simpson, getting out into the grass as they ran out of the S's and up over the rise. She had a good run, but Trevor Simpson just wasn't expecting anyone to be on the outside of him. Now Kelly Simpson makes the pass in the end along the back straight and does it quite easily. So she'll set her sights now on the final podium spot, which is currently occupied by the 98 of Karen Morse. Oh, Kelly Simpson off the circuit again. And that is another chain. So she's done 2 chains in 3 races. I don't know what the second DNF was, but I think the stewards wanted to pull that card a bit further off the racetrack than it is. And she is quite disappointed as Crook continues to lead, opening up a handy buffer now over 0.7 of a second between Mitchell Crook and Mitchell Gattenby. Then the gap back to Karen Morse, who's now got Trevor Simpson in the 88 as her pursuer. So as the leader heads around the top of the circuit, we go to half race distance. And it is Mitchell Crook who has the advantage in that 74 card. Has not been headed so far today. He's won all 3 heat races, started from the pole, did get behind Gattenby for 2 laps, but eventually Crook makes the pass. The Arrow cart of the combined districts runner ahead of the Sapphire Coast Arrow.
But I've put different information up on this because I can configure it so I can see the club, I can see their cart type, their sponsors, whereas Gary's looking at transponder numbers and class.
Yeah.
So it just gives me some different information.
Yeah. Crook leading the way. Gattenby, 1.2 seconds back, then it's back. 13 seconds behind Gattenby is Karen Morse. She's 14.9, almost 15 seconds behind the leader. And Simpson is a further 1.7 seconds behind Morse now. So Gattenby just falling off the battle there in this Clubman Light final with 5 laps left to run. It is still Crook leading the way from Gattenby. Morse hanging on for third. So far, were results to stay as they are, I think we'll find that there would be two out of the four Morses will have collected trophies, with Alex Morse in the rookies the next race out, and he so far has won three heats today. So Andre Morse, the only one in the family, potentially, has failed to take home a trophy tonight. So I don't know what the penalty is in the family for not picking up a trophy, but at the moment, Karen Morse in third position, looks set for one, and as I said, Alex Morse still with a chance to take one home, as well as the rookies are up next. Rookies next, Restricted Sportsman will close out today's racing. We hope you've enjoyed your time here in Canberra. With three laps left to go, Crook leads by 1.8 seconds now over Gattonby, Morse, Simpson, and of course Kelly Simpson. Frustrating day for her. Three DNFs now out of the four races, when she showed some great speed in heat number one, finishing third in that heat. So as Mitchell Crook, a 33.743 his last lap, this lap across the line a 33.795, so very, very consistent. His best lap was set on lap 10 with a 33.696, so he's been clicking off some very, very consistent laps. Gattonby, whose fastest was a 33.863, now just completed lap number 13 as a 34.016. So he's falling off the pace as almost 0.3, 0.4 of a second now off the pace of the race leader, Mitchell Crook. Last lap begins, as Mitchell Crook now heads through the S's. He'll be untroubled. The Combined Districts Car Club member, Mitchell Crook, they race out at Lithgow. And his arrow heads up around the top of the circuit. Karen Morse, back there in third, starts her final lap now, as does Trevor Simpson, to close out the day's racing for Clubman Light. Across the line, Mitchell Crook takes the win. Gattonby home in second, and now Karen Morse, can she hold on for third position? We've seen a few strange things today, drivers pulling off the track a lap early, we've seen some crashes on the last lap, so you can never be too sure. But right now, Karen Morse looks like she's set for third place today, and absolutely buggered as she comes across the line. Trevor Simpson home in fourth. So some solid driving there. Mitchell Crook taking a very good win here in the Clubman Light Final. Up next, as I said, the rookies. It'll be interesting to see, will Alex Morse make it three from four Morses today to pick up silverware?
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar activities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own.
Grand Prix Karting. Give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417-299-175. That's 0417-299-175.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays with Lowe on 0418-964-378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. Yeah. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408-694-464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rookies underway and Alec Morse gets the jump and leads the way from Sean Shibuteri, who sits in second position. Then it's back to third place where Ryan Johnson in the 99 is the next car through. Then it's Thomas Krzyzewski and it's followed by the 11 of Lucas Kurkowski, and is a good run here by Alex Morse, winning the first three races of the day. But Sean Shibuteri is taking it to him now. Shibuteri is second, a third and a second in the heat races. Now sits in second position in that stable karting number 55. Johnson is just back about 0.7 of a second off the leader. So he's still in a good position to challenge, and then it's the two Wollongong carts, and it's Krzyzewski who is in that 10 cart that is also still a chance of making a podium, 1.1 seconds back off the leader. Krzyzewski now starting to fade back, but doing a good job, first visit here to the Canberra Kartway, and having a solid run, having finished all three races previously in that 11 kart. But Alec Morse under pressure now as they come up over the rise. Sean Shibuteri has got a good run on him, looks to just run right in the wheel tracks, now pulls to the inside, and Shibuteri makes the pass. Alec Morse does the switch back and will retake the lead. In fact, retakes the lead with such momentum, has opened up a very handy buffer. Last time by, that gap was 0.1 of a second. This time by, it looks like it's doubled. It's in fact opened up to 0.379. So a great move by Morse there, just to set up for the crossover move as soon as he saw that Shibuteri had got up the inside of him on the last run up the back straight. Johnson sits back there in just 0.2 of a second behind Shibuteri, and he has got Krzyzewski right in his wheel tracks. Fastest lap of the race so far is Shibuteri with a 37.410. Second fastest lap, well, that lap's just been bettered because Alec Morse is now the fastest man on the circuit with a 37.408. 37.41 for Shibuteri, a 37.479, and then a 37.283 for Krzyzewski. So Krzyzewski is now the fastest man on the racetrack and has closed up onto the back of the top three. So as Alec Morse, with that 0.4 of a second gap at the front of the field, Civitieri sitting in second position, Johnson now coming under pressure as Krzyzewski is really starting to make a move. Through the S's this time, and Johnson will have to worry because Krzyzewski is now really having a good run up the back straight. He's on a solid move. Johnson goes for the carburetor to try and adjust the mixture of that cart's engine to get a bit more performance out of it. He looks at the dash, sees the temperature the cart's running at, and then makes the decision on which of the two idle screws, the low or the high speed, that he's going to adjust. And as they come across the line to complete lap number 7, 5 laps remaining, there is just 0.9 of a second between the top 4 runners. They work their way through the S's up over the rise. Johnson now getting away from Krzyzewski. He works his way up to the inside of Civitieri, who looks over his shoulder but not close enough to make a pass. Alec Morse now playing with the carburetor on his cart to try and improve the performance. It'll be an interesting battle here as they work their way through the pit turn once again, as Morse is just pulling out fraction by fraction, 0.4 of a second now, his fastest lap of the race, a 37.337, his last lap a 37.398. Last lap for Civitieri, a 37.508. For Johnson, a 0.529. And for Krzyzewski is a 5.92. So it's a very close battle as Johnson gets past Civitieri, going through the top turn. Now what can Krzyzewski do? Krzyzewski looking to try and make a move on Civitieri, but it's Johnson up into second place. Civitieri will go up the inside, going into turn number one. Now can Krzyzewski go with him? No, just too far back to get into the hole that Civitieri had opened up that time. Johnson shuffled back to third, but has that cost him some momentum? No, it hasn't. Johnson's now straight back up onto the back of Civitieri. Krzyzewski working up with him. Oh, they catch! Civitieri and Johnson touch, and sets Johnson, who spins off the circuit and is out of the cart. Krzyzewski now up into third place, looks to the inside of Civitieri, and Krzyzewski up into second position. He gets it sideways. Civitieri crossover move and goes back to second position. Some great battling here in the rookies final. Krzyzewski now working his way back to the inside. Now switches to the outside as they head up the back straight once again. Alec Morse pulling out to almost a 2 second lead as he has just under 1.5 laps left. The battle is definitely for second here as Krzyzewski continues to put the pressure on Civitieri. Civitieri now down in the 55 cart into turn number one. And Krzyzewski just looking to try and make his move. But at the moment, Civitieri is covering him. Alex Morse, well, he'll make it 3 from 4 Morses collecting trophies today. And here's around the top. Krzyzewski makes the move on the back straight and takes second place. Civitieri shuffled back to third now as Alec Morse comes home to take the victory. Alec Morse in the CC Racing cart. Krzyzewski, the Wollongong driver, home in second in the PCR Australia cart. Then it's Sean Civitieri from Canberra, home in third. Fourth place, Kruskowski in the 11 cart will round out the running. Ryan Johnson involved in that incident, heading up into the top turns, has saw him out of the race on lap number 9. An exciting finish to some great racing throughout the day here in the rookies. Up next, the final race of the day for Restricted Sportsmen.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts for Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for Restricted Sportsmen. Their final will wrap up the racing here today. We hope you've enjoyed it. And now thanks to all the officials who have worked tirelessly throughout the day. Heading out onto the circuit, it's the six card of Robert Hogan who leads them out. He's had two wins and a third place today in the heat races leading up to this final. Adrian Hogan starts out of second position, has had 2 seconds and a win. Then it's Scott Nielsen. Nielsen with 2/3 and a second placing. Billy Segoras up in position number 4. Segoras with a 7th, a 9th and a 7th. We'll be looking forward to having a good starting spot towards the front of the field after he absolutely bombed his start when he was on the pole. Jeffrey Bell starts out of position number 6 in the 5 in the 44 car. Paul McCabe in the 8 will start out of position number 6. Daniel Mapstone, the first of the P-platers, in the 84 car. Now, his points would be quite competitive here because Mapstone's had 2/4 and a 5th, so he could still be in with a chance of... Well, no, it's all in the final, so it's not going to matter his points leading into this. He just starts ahead of the P-platers because P-platers can't start in front of full licence holders. Damian Murphy in the 71, Paul Harmsworth in the 67, Michael Weeks and Eric Reeves round out the 11 starters. The 86P of Dominic Cassicotti is not making a start. In good formation now for the start. So get to the acceleration line, away and racing. And it's Adrian Hogan on the outside that gets the jump into turn number 1. Robert Hogan falls into second. Nielsen into third. Oh, a bit of bang and crash further back as the 71 spins around. That is Damian Murphy. So he's given away a lot of track position there, as he has had an interesting day. Murphy, who has had 2/5 and an 8th so far this weekend. Well, he's not going to be happy that he's now starting out of 11th with a quarter of a lap disadvantage. Nielsen trying to make a move on Robert Hogan as Adrian Hogan at the front of the field in cart number 6 starts to... it's Robert Hogan in cart number 6 that has got the lead now from Adrian Hogan in 7. Then it's Nielsen in the 12. Following him is Segoras in the 92. Back then to Mapstone in the 84, already ahead of McCabe. Weeks is the next car through with Harmsworth, Bell, Reeves and Murphy rounding out the running order. They work their way back down the pit straight on lap number 2, and it is Robert Hogan in that 6 car who leads the way. Hogan ahead, that's Robert Hogan ahead of Adrian Hogan. Nielsen, oh, he just serves a wheel to Adrian Hogan in making that pass, and that has really slowed Adrian Hogan down, so Segoras is in Mapstone, are going to try and make the move. Well, now Segoras gives him the wheel, and that's going to allow Mapstone to make the move. No, Adrian Hogan hangs on as a spinner further back. The red cart, I think, is Paul McCabe, who's looped it round as the bang and crash continued here in the final of Restricted Sportsman. Robert Hogan opens up a very handy buffer at the front of the field. Nielsen up to second. Adrian Hogan has managed to hang on to third, although he's got a lot of damage on his side pods from carts that have just been serving it up to him over the course of lap number 2. Segoras, Mapstone, Weeks. But the podium at the moment is Robert Hogan, Scott Nielsen and Adrian Hogan. But it is Segoras and Mapstone who are battling it out for 4th at the moment, which is the best battle on the circuit. Segoras in the 92 comes through the pit turn and across the start-finish line. Here's Mapstone looking to go to the inside. He makes the move. I think he gave him a little bump into the braking zone that time. Good work by the P-plater there to get Segoras out of the way. And he has got himself up into fourth place and has got a great... So, great move by Mapstone. I've been assured there was no contact on that. He just sucker-punched him by allowing Segoras to look over his shoulder and then going the opposite way. And by that stage, it was all too late. Robert Hogan leads and has got a 2.5-second lead at the front of the field. He is doing a great job. Nielsen now back there in second. A 1.5-second advantage over Adrian Hogan. Mapstone is a further 1.3 seconds back. So can Daniel Mapstone, who has been running extremely well, having the disadvantage of having to start behind all the full licence holders, has now got himself up into fourth place and is looking to try and run down Adrian Hogan, and he is 1.3 seconds behind now. He's running about 0.1 of a second. .1 of a second faster than Adrian Hogan, who is in third place at the moment with just under 8 laps left to run here in the final of Restricted Sportsman. So as the leader heads through the pit turn now to complete lap number 7, he's on his halfway point of this race. Nielsen, Adrian Hogan, Mapstone still 1.3 seconds, so he's not making a dent into that third place runner of Adrian Hogan at all as they work their way up through the S's. Now another battle starting to emerge, and that's between the 87P of Mike Mitchell Weeks and the 67P of Paul Harmsworth. Now Harmsworth was involved in an altercation in the first turn of heat number 1, has come back with 2 6th place finishes there. At the moment, he sits in 7th with Weeks, who has had 2 8th places and a 9th place finish. And they are working their way through. Oh, and now Weeks and Harmsworth. Harmsworth just gave Weeks 2 very solid bumps. So what will Weeks do as he works through the dip and up onto the back straight once again? Harmsworth pushing hard. McCabe has made the pass on Jeff Bell further back in the field. And it looks like Damien Murphy might be wanting to try and get into that battle as well. Your race leader is Robert Hogan with 9 laps completed. He leads by 3 seconds ahead of Scott Nielsen. Adrian Hogan, the next car through, still sits in 3rd place, 1.8 seconds ahead of Daniel Mapstone. So he is opening up his advantage over that 4th place runner. Segoras now has got Weeks and Harmsworth. Well, Harmsworth, through his bash and crash, has started to back up, and that's allowing Paul McCabe to close up the gap on him, and he'll be trying to make that pass before the end of this race. Leaders through again. Hogan leading the way from Nielsen. As Nielsen heads through the S's, he's 3.1 seconds behind now. So Robert Hogan, definitely the fastest man on the circuit, with a fastest lap of 33.474. Robert Hogan leads the way from Scott Nielsen, the 33.698, his best lap. The only other driver in the 33-second bracket is Adrian Hogan with a 33.921, and he just lapped then at a 33.994. So still having a good race is Adrian Hogan, even though he got knocked from pillar to post on lap number 2. Segoras, Weeks, Harmsworth, Murphy, McKay, Bell, and Eric Reeves rounding out the running order as